USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A Russian woman convicted in the U.S. of being a Russian agent has returned home. USA's Chris Barn has the story.
Maria Butina was deported Friday by the United States after serving a prison sentence. She arrived the next day in the Russian capital at the airport, declaring to reporters she has no desire to ever go back to America. The gun rights activist had tried to infiltrate conservative U.S. political groups and promote Russia's agenda around the time that President Trump was just taking office. She had been in custody since her arrest in July of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a big matchup on the way in 2 weeks between Alabama and LSU, the two flip-flopped in the Associated Press Top 25 poll in one of the closest votes ever. Ohio State is now not far behind at number 3, followed by Clemson at number 4, and after Oklahoma's loss, Penn State moves to number 5. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is banning U.S. flights to all Cuban cities except Havana in the latest move to roll back the Obama-era easing of relations, according to officials. Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States is trying to overthrow. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.